to you today. And my scripture reading is in Philippians 4, starting at the fourth verse. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your gentle spirit be known to all men, the Lord is near. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence and if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things. The things you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we ask your blessings on the word that we bring and the message that you reveal to us. And Heavenly Father, we ask you to anoint the minds and the ears to hear and to understand and comprehend that which would do service to you. And Heavenly Father, in all these things, we praise you through Yeshua's name. And amen. And my text today to you is two places, one in Galatians and one in Philippians. And I'd like for us to look at Galatians 5 and 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. These things referred to as the fruit of the Spirit. And if we were to say this in another way, we would say the gifts of the Spirit, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Holy Ghost are these. And let's look at Philippians 4 and 13. And the Apostle Paul writes, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Isn't that amazing? And doesn't that encompass such a lot? I can do all things through him who strengthens me. You notice that the Apostle Paul is not saying, I can do all things. And leave it up to your imagination to know what he's speaking of. That within himself and with his own intelligence and his own physical abilities, that he can do anything. That's not the entire verse. And he's not saying, within my strength, I can do this. But what is he saying? He's not saying that he himself can do anything except through another one who strengthens and gives all of the abilities to him. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. If there ever was an ultimate qualifier of a statement, that is one. The name of my message, title of my message today to you, is one word, temperance. Have you ever thought of that word? temperance. We tend to think of words like hope, faith, love, maybe even justification. Words like that. But we also have words that we're not so familiar with or don't give that particularly much thought to. And these are important words because they are also gifts of the Holy Spirit, along with some of those that I mentioned. Love and mercy, compassion. But our word today to focus on is temperance. Now, if I ask all of you, any of you listening to this message today, to you, what is the definition of temperance? Have you ever even thought about it? Temperance. What is that? What gift are we talking about specifically in another expression or word? Temperance is self-control. Boy. Now you would ask yourself, boy, do I have this gift? Just how much of self-control do I have? Temperance. And temperance is self-control. Good intentions. We all have them, don't we? Good intentions usually, sometimes, never yield good fruits. Good intentions sometimes never yield good fruits. And we might even be so bad with this that we might could say almost always never yield good fruit. Because sometimes when we think of these good intentions, we also have to admit that we have in our own lives areas that are out of control. And these are known when we know that we have thoughts or we have others, people express their ideas by saying, I'll never do that again. I'm going to quit smoking, drinking, gaining weight. Or, I'm going to control my tongue. Those are all good intentions and good ideas to go into the new year with. Perhaps New Year's resolutions. Good intentions. But are they usually fulfilled? Do these intentions, good intentions, do they usually bear the fruit that is desired? Did you know that the Holy Spirit is the one who offers temperance, self-control? The Spirit of Yeshua and Yahweh. That's where we can get self-control. And that's where we need to petition for that particular gift. The fruit that delivers from despair. The fruit that enables you to move from wanting to, wishing for, to actually doing. We must ask ourselves, how can we gain self-control? How can we have more temperance? We need to know that we can exchange our self-confidence for faith. You know, when someone reads that verse that I read before, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Him that strengthens me. Someone saying that, someone hearing that, could easily take that from the wrong direction and think that the person themselves are making such a bold, confident statement. I can do all things through Him that strengthens me, with much less of an emphasis on the through Him that strengthens me. We're talking about self-confidence. And self-confidence enables us to achieve some things. It's good to have self-confidence. It projects a good, positive image, confidence. But it also has a certain positive and negative aspects to it. Self-confidence also limits us to human potentials, to just what we can do. Self-confidence. The Holy Spirit is what adds a divine potential, a divine dimension. Do you think about Joshua and how Joshua led the people to victory over Jericho as the children of Israel came from Egypt back to the promised land, and they were on the other side of the Jordan, and Jericho was on the opposite side of Jordan. But Joshua was to have confidence and believe in the God that had brought him that far, that He would see him through everything that they were confronted by. Joshua led the people to victory over Jericho. The walls came tumbling down. And the walls that you are faced with can also come down, whatever the problems are that you are confronted with, just as Joshua was given victory, so can you get victory from whatever the walls are in your life through God's power, through God's intervention. Have you thought about young David? David was confronted by a giant, Goliath. But that did not cause him to lose his confidence, because his confidence was not in himself, it was in his God. And that's what gave him victory. What about the disciples that walked with Jesus? And some people would even describe them as unlearned disciples. But after they lived with Yeshua, and after Yeshua was caught up to the Father, and the Father and Yeshua had instructed them to wait until they were given power from on high to do that which the Father wanted them to do, and Yeshua had for them to do. They were endued with power from God. Defeat can be changed to victory with God's power. All the discipline what we need is always available. Whatever walls confront us can be broken down with the help of God. Discipline is self-control in action. Discipline is evidence of the Holy Spirit being with you and in you, controlling you, informing you, comforting you, protecting you. Trust God to enable you to do what you ought to do. Let me give you another definition for temperance. The one I want you to remember is temperance is self-control. Personally, to you, your life, your actions, your reactions. Temperance is self-control. Do you have it? Would you like more? Do you need more? Do you realize that need in your life for more self-control? Also, we could say when we look up in the dictionary, besides and along with the two words self-control, for temperance is the state or quality of being, what would you guess? This, for you in particular, the state or quality of being moderate. That's interesting, isn't it? Perhaps there are those that wouldn't have associated that word moderate with temperance or self-control. But that's what your dictionary will say when you look up the word temperance. Temperance is self-control. Temperance is the state or quality of being moderate in action, in speech, or in habits. Temperance is modesty. Being moderate in what you do. Exchange your willpower for God's power. You can have all of the confidence you want. And it's great. And many, many people, many of the most successful people, have a great deal of self-confidence. And that's good as far as that goes. But you can change your willpower or your confidence for God's power. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Trade your I want to for I can. And when you go from I want to, which is indicating what you're able to do yourself without perhaps anyone else's help, and you go to the I can, that's where you switch from depending on yourself and your own abilities to the Father God's help that He freely has for you. I can do all things. You can through His power. You've been trying to win with willpower, with your willpower alone. You've been trying to succeed. You've been trying to accomplish. You've been trying to do. You've been trying to hold on. But there is a greater hand and a greater arm and a greater power and a greater strength than what you have. And it's when you depend on the Father God and you call on Him for your help and your strength and for your deliverance. Your willpower is limited. You can only do so much. Whatever you have the strength to do physically, whatever you have the knowledge to do mentally. But God's power is unlimited. God's unlimited power can be yours. And it can be yours through your acceptance of His Holy Spirit into your heart and life. And it's a freely given gift to each and every one of you. Just like salvation is a freely given gift. And as a gift, the Father is holding out His arm to give it to you. And what do you have to do but say, "Yes, Father, I thank You for this gift. And I do accept it and I do receive it. And I do ask for Your supernatural power in my life as I accept this gift and I accept Your power that comes along with this gift." Because when you have the gift of God's Holy Spirit, you have supernatural power. Power far beyond what you can do with your limited ability. Yielding to the Holy Spirit provides this temperance. Yielding to the Holy Spirit provides this self-control that all of us need in our lives. We must know that when we speak of these kind of things, we must know that each one of us, every Christian, is equipped as they accept Yahweh and Yeshua. They are then equipped with everything they need to serve, to be the kind of servant that God would have you to be, the kind of servant the Father wants, the kind of servant Yeshua wants. And you can have all you need to serve Yahweh fully and to serve your brother. And that is what God requires, us to be a good servant to Him and us to be a good brother to each other and to those that we come in contact with. Hopefully, they seeing God in the way that we conduct our lives or something in our lives that they see that's beyond our natural abilities, and they want it to be part of their life. And so they come into God. They come into knowledge that God wants them in His family as a literal son or daughter. We need to learn that we have to exchange our weakness for God's strength. Remember that verse? I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. That's all important to get to know, to get to be a child of the Father who cares about His children and who wants them to be endowed with the strength that He can only give them. All of us have guilt about past failures and shortcomings, and these failures often do bring depression, cause us to be much, much less than what we can be. But we need more of God, and as we have more of God, we have much less of the bad things. Fear, depression. When we are overwhelmed with life, as we let Satan control more things in our lives than we should, as we don't have enough of God in our lives, then we are defeated by Satan's ideas, by what he brings to us through others. We let it negatively affect us. We even get to the point when we fail enough that we don't even want to try again. We begin to think like losers, generally. When we don't have enough of God in our life, when we don't know His Word, when we don't think about all of the blessings and the promises that He gives to us. By not having these, then within our own lives, then the positive things, including God, sometimes get somewhat crowded out and replaced by the negative things. Fear, depression, discouragement. Guilt is real because the Bible lets us know that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God or what God has for us. But 1 John 1 and 9 lets us know that God forgives all. Things are put in the past as God forgives you of what you realize you need to ask Him for forgiveness for. Then those things, God, you're assured, God forgives. And He forgets. He puts in the past. He doesn't remember because He has forgiven. And you have assurance of that in His Word. He will give you power from on high to face all things and to effect the changes that need to be effected in your life. He has the answer to the problems that you face. He has an answer to your wall of Jericho, and it can come tumbling down. I'd like to leave you with two things in regard to my message to you today of temperance. And the first is to come to the point that you know your limitations. Know your limitations physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, every way. Know your limitations. But then know that there is one that loves you as His child. And He has unlimited power. He is not limited by anything. He can speak and action is taken. He can speak. He can answer your prayer. He can hear you and answer. And your problem simply disappears. Evaporate in front of your eyes. He has unlimited power, and you need to develop faith in Him and faith that He has that power and He loves you enough to want to answer your prayers and bring down your problem walls of Jericho. Know your limitations, but know God has unlimited power. And lastly, your self-control, your temperance, your self-control through God's Holy Spirit power is working in you. Because as you have the Holy Spirit and you ask for that power of God's Spirit working in you, then as a child of God, He will not withhold that power from you. He will give it to you, and then you will have supernatural power of your walk with God, of your closeness to Him, of your relationship with Him. And you will see the difference that that power makes. And you need to call on God for all of the problems in your life. Temperance is very important. Temperance is self-control. And God wants each one of us to have more and more of it. And less of our natural self. Because the natural self sometimes is our worst enemy. And God has power to change you and to conform you into more like Him and less like yourself. Stand with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank You for this blessed Sabbath, and we thank You for the peace and rest that comes with each and every Shabbat. And Heavenly Father, we ask Your blessings on each one that's here and each one that's hearing this message, perhaps through the internet. And Heavenly Father, all that hears, Lord, anoint their minds and their ears to be receptive as You would have, and to be understood as You would have. Heavenly Father, that those changes might be made in their heart and life, Lord, that would not only bring them closer to You, but also through them, others would come to know of Your love and Your mercy and Your forgiveness. And Heavenly Father, in all these things through Yeshua's name we ask, and amen. And we want to read God's blessing, so let's read all of this together. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance on you and give you peace. Amen.